Well, what about a container that people would use to put cut flowers in? You call that a
vase.
Now, flowers wouldn't grow in a vase, would they?
No.
You call the container that they grow in the
pot.
Flower pot?
Yeah.
Do people ever keep pots like that inside the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of flowers wouldn't live out in the open. They'd have to be in the house.
Well, what about, you know, the utensils that people eat with at meals, the different ones they use?
Knife and fork and spoon. Yeah.
And say after a meal, when a woman is washing the dishes after she's got them washed, when she when she pours water over and gets the soap off, she says that she's
scalded.
Is that the same thing as some people would say rinsing the dishes?
Yeah. Do rinsing. But they use scalding water to sort of cut that soap.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, what about that that rag, you know, that they use when they wash the dishes?
Dish towel.
And what about the one that they use to dry?
We always just called it a drying towel. I don't know that I ever heard it called anything else.
And
let's see, now is the dish towel, the one they washed with was a dish rag.
I see. Dish towel and dish rag.
Yeah.
What about the one that you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And the big one that you dry off with?
Well, that's just a towel.
You know, in your kitchen, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of,
yeah.
People call that the...
Some of them call it spigot, and some faucet. Sprocket.
What about if it, you know, was out in your yard that you...
Hydrant.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what people would call the thing that water comes out of on these portable water containers? Now, usually there's something you mash or push and the water come out of it.
Well, I've heard them call them valve and sprocket. Yeah, I believe that's the one I've ever heard them call.
Well, say, if you wanted to buy a pretty good amount of lard, what would that probably come in?
You mean no? Old-timey lard come in a bucket.
Bucket of lard?
Yeah.
About how much was that usually?
A long time ago, you'd get a 5-gallon bucket of lard for about $1.25. Of course, yeah, then 8 pounds cost you more than that.
All right. Well, have you ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
Seemed like a long time ago. I never did know what they meant, I don't think.
Yeah.